The coronavirus pandemic has ended this year's tourist season in Alaska before it could even get started. About a million cruise ship passengers were expected to take the trek. At least 80% of the voyages are now canceled. This is bad news, of course, for the workers who rely on that revenue, as well as the people who planned their vacations in Alaska this summer. But as Nat Herz of Alaska Public Media reports, there is a silver lining.
It's a glorious spring day, and I'm driving the road that runs 90 miles into Denali with Alaska's top National Park Service official, Don Stryker. Because of the pandemic, we're driving separate cars and using walkie-talkies as we wind up a mountain pass with a dangerously steep drop-off to one side.
A big erratic rock out there at about 10 o'clock as you come around that last curve, and that's two stories high.
After coming down the other side of the pass, we park as far as the government has plowed out the snow. In a normal year, the road would soon be busy with tour buses, as many as 90 a day. This year, though, that's not happening because of the pandemic. And while it's a bummer for everyone involved, Stryker sees an opportunity for local Alaskans.
People will be able to drive their vehicles out and enjoy their park in a way that they can't in most years.
Denali officials are planning on having special openings to private cars throughout the summer, an opportunity for residents that doesn't typically exist. Closer to the park entrance, a group of tailgaters has finished a bike ride, and Rebecca Potterbaum and Julie Sweeten are contemplating a few more upsides to a residents-only summer. Busy fishing holes transformed into blissful calm, RV-clogged roads emptied of traffic, and no cruise ships in sight.
Think of how much fun Tolkitna is going to be when there aren't hordes of people in the middle of the
street.
That's
why we're going to go to Juneau. Yeah. None of the cruise ships. Like, Juneau's
rad.
Epic without the cruise ships.
A number of Alaska's tourism businesses are thinking about whether they can pivot to serve residents instead of visitors. Mark Berner owns Alaskan Fishing Adventures, which does Kenai Peninsula charter trips usually geared toward customers from the lower 48. This spring, they're offering Alaska residents a discount, and Berner says the experience will be better than usual.
We're not going to fish close. We're going to actually take them out fishing and, treat it as if it was a full-paid charter. So it's a hell of a deal.
Charter operators have also asked fisheries managers to loosen restrictions on the size and number of halibut that can be caught, since there will be fewer people fishing. Back at Denali, I did a little of my own summer scouting, taking a strenuous weekend bike ride down the Denali Highway, a scenic gravel road outside the park.
360 degrees of mountain peaks stretching around us, and it's just a brilliant spring day. Birds singing everywhere. You can almost like hear the snow melting.
We went one 30-minute stretch without seeing a single car. For NPR News, I'm Nat Herz in Denali National Park, Alaska.